Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what it do, y'all? It's crack-a-lackin'. Yo, you rockin' with Nightcrawler, 12 Radio, the real hip-hop show. You know what I'm saying? Big up to everybody out there that's checking us out right now. You can hit us up at 347-945-5951. You know what I'm saying? Big up to 12 Rounds of Music, Andre, the Ath. You know what I'm saying? What up to my West Coast partners, holding it down, so far leaning to the side, old E, drinking, forever thinking. It's the life, the ways that we live. You know what I mean? Y'all better catch a cold, because the West is definitely riding hard. A lot of y'all sleeping, y'all too busy swinging to the South. Yo, the South doing their thing, but y'all forgot, man, the IE, where I'm from, man. We repping it hard, man. We got M-Pam, you know what I'm saying? Young Pop, Tri-Sick, Pistol Pop, you know what I mean? Yo, the list goes on, man. Gravestone, Ambush, you know what I'm saying? First female out the IE pushed 4,000 units. No kind of street movements ever been down like that. But one individual, it's a lot of movement. Yeah, we're just going to swing off into right now. Something that sets the whole mood for today. You know what I'm saying? Why not? You know what I mean? I feel like it. You feel like it. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do today, man. The best way I could do this, man, is let one of the West Coast legends set it real. This is what we're going to do.
Here come King Kong.
This is what most niggas thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. To give a fuck what you niggas drinking. This is what most niggas thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. To give a fuck what you bitches drinking.
Motherfucker,
smoke some weed.
Yeah, we're gonna keep the tradition going. It's a lot of crazy things jumping off, man. Yo, my partner Andre, we was building the other day. We was talking about this thing with the 50 and the young buck. Yo, like Flex would say, you know, say from Master Flex on High 97 would say. Yo, 50 threw him underneath the bus with the skid marks. I don't care if it was a year old or not, but it's just funny and ridiculous. What we do as rich black folks, we still act like kids in the playpen. You know what I mean? Yo, really honestly, yo, dog, if we wouldn't even take the year ago or whatever, man. You got skeletons, man. The wrong person to have them around is 50, dog. Because he go hard on brothers and expose brothers. Yo, he took the man's whole repertoire as a man in the hood, as an individual, and just threw it out there with no remorse. Like, yo, ain't you the same dude that was crying to me on the phone about you want to be a part of the family? You was missing that money? It's like a hoe trying to leave its pimp and talking bad, and then the pimp just like, yo, here you go, dude. This is you, your moment of fame just damaged. But yeah, man, we gotta really think about it like this, yo. I thought about trying to find it and play it, but I said, you know what, though, man? I'm not gonna go the same way as everybody else. It's your stupidity, dog. Niggas, they got more money than me. I just wanna meet them both and take them outside and shoot some CeeLo. And then sit down and talk some business and get some of that same money. But yo, Yo-Yo been lawyer. Hell, I remember when he dissed Banks. So yo, when does Banks start making decisions? You know, and Banks ain't get mad. Banks said, yo, the nigga's right, man. That's my food and clothing and shelter. I just want to know, when do you know when to be a man and when to be a bitch? Well, let's go to some monies, B, because anybody out there that can hear me, if you got five on it, I got 20 on it. Smoke something.
Haha, the remix.
Five on
everything.
We got five on
everything,
man.
We got Drew Brown. We got the Lonely
Shot G. No, we got Yuck Man.
Yeah, Rich. Need folded.
Spikes hurt.
Say you got five on my tender, you can bend her over the table, but be sure that you bring my stallion back to my stable. Say, bruh, no elementary school ground playing, not a $5 bill, but $5 on the real field. I'm on the level, stay mellow, no criticism from the fellows. Hello, being key during the high speed, but still don't tap the BP. I'm BD, Drew Brown, baby.
Like NyQuil, I drop fever. So either put your father, boy, you got to leave it like Beaver. Cause see ya, Niggy burping broke a smoke, you slip all day. Go home and buy Big Tricky with his pretty then parlay. I got five on the Hennessy, Seagram's or Gordon. Cause this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from the Oakland City, Frank Nitty is a donut. Now I'm blowing it up like Oklahoma.
Put your feet with my fin, best believe we'll bend. More corners than you thought, to something right is bought. Most C-Zag, believe that. Token, where you from? Oakland, smoking, in attempts to crack the chest plate. The zips be so fluffy, the whole town love me. At every event, I'm sacked up, so if you need me, scream double R when you see me.
So bad.
Cody makes it happen. 5K slacking revenue growth and just a little bit of lightweight. Flamboyant and potent fumes linger. Mighty clouds of northern lights. I expect a victor bearing and you'll be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my skrilla, but perhaps today my skill ain't feeling me. For the simple fact that I'm off to the track with hella fools be. Pockets empty, pitching five, man, I'm thirsty. Took off my hat, passed it around.
Me and these homies to the head, coming dead plus. Yuck, let the lead bust. Ready to do a murder, man. Turned off the hurricane, learn the game. Witness what being on two fists equal. Me killing people like Jason, facing death every sequel.
Insane in the membrane.
With the pain like method, neglected. Smoking kryptonite to the brain for breakfast. Guzzle the Hindu, fence to do the evil that men do. Give me feed by shall proceed and continue.
I gotta be down, cause new styles is going down. Look around you, tunes from the loon spreading round and round you. Back to get my O on, they let me flow on. The 35 on it, yeah, I'm on it. Still bringing satin for them draws. Velvet for the mic and got a pound for the cause.
Rolling cannabis, the team are hitting the Mary Jane. Smoking a 5 before it's 12 o'clock, sipping on hurricane. Better to smoke on the endo, rolling up my window. Better go to the land, with a handful of broccoli. When it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Crush nasty, I'll be hitting the J so hard I Earl. Falling on the floor, gonna have a stroke. THC ain't no joke. I got 5 on everything that you loaded and smoke. It's P.I.C.E. about to hit it and crow.
It's me, your boy with the kid that's always tight. You a little short on some ends? Don't worry, I take care of that. I got 5 on that. I got you.
Well, a lot of feedbacks, a lot of feedbacks there. The loonies, yo, we bugging up here, man. Yo, I might go into this Willie Lynch, cause some more problems, throw somebody underneath the bus. Run it backwards, forwards. It's like rolling a Dutch, man. Like I said, man, yo, I can't understand right now. Like, the market is not even feeling the West Coast. I mean, yo, y'all just not looking in the right place. Leave from L.A., man. Get off that 210. Jump on that 60 and come to Morrell. I'm just giving you a safe route because some of y'all might be pussies. You don't want to jump right yet in the hood, but you got to pass by the hood. You know what I'm saying? When you get to the, fuck it, man, just come to Riverside, dog. I'm not even going to tell y'all to come through the safest part. I want y'all to embrace the whole West like it is, man. Because right now, yo, these young brothers is doing it big, man. Impound, they all over the place, man. Gravestone. You know what I'm saying? He all over the place. He's dropping his. They just recently re-put out back his album. You know what I'm saying? The mix CD, you know what I'm saying? Ambush, you know what I'm saying? To see this collective army come together, man, it's even more of a blessing. Because over here on the East Coast, 12 rounds is running things. Y'all just ain't catching the clue yet. I keep telling y'all, catch a clue. There's a reason why I say catch a clue. If you can't catch a clue, that means you can't see. But then, motherfucker, you can smell. So smell the real shit that's coming to you, man. It's the hottest shit. East Coast to West Coast, yo, what we about to do, man, is so much damage, man. Big up to Young Pop, man. Definitely, he's doing his thing. Y'all better catch a clue on that, brother, or y'all be sniffing, you know what I'm saying, some other shit. But, yo, it's a lot of crazy things going on. We need to start taking really initiative to everything that we say or we do. Now that I got that public written out bullshit, we're going to keep it real. Do what the fuck you want to do. Say what you want to say. We run this music business. We the reason why all these executives on the high levels can pop you know a lot of things. Today is about accomplishments and goals met and so forth. You know what I mean? I just recently got my crib. So, you know, that was like something big for me. Not because I got the crib. because I accomplished something that I set forth to do. You know what I mean? A lot of people, you know, hated on Suge for what he did. To me, Suge gave the West Coast life when nobody else wanted to. Take that. If it wasn't for Suge, Dre wouldn't be where he's at. You know what I mean? Then Eminem wouldn't have had a job. And then from there, 50 wouldn't have had a place to call home. You know what I mean? So cats got to really tip their hats. It's just like Ice-T. When Ice-T started and put the West out there, him and Easy, they was doing it. Like I said, when you hear West Coast music, you got to think Rhyme Syndicate, Ruthless Records, and Death Row. That shit, everything else is commercial to me. Now, the new generation of the West Coast music that's coming up that nobody's really looking at is Impound Records, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to start checking that out from Young Pop, Pistol Pop, Ambush, you know what I mean? I was there. I could even take it back a little bit further, man. God Squad Media. You know what I'm saying? When we was doing the showcase out there, the Big Apollo West Coast Showcase, we had dudes that came through like Solo, the original Mossberg, i.e. Legend. You know what I'm saying? It's quite a few, you know. Yo, I'm going to just go on to something real quick. Because, yo, got to go take a leak. A major leak. A lot of OD drinking. Yo. Like I said, man, it's an IE thing, man. Fuck the rest. Fuck the bullshit. Let's get down to the realness. Yo, try it. Tell these niggas what we do on the West Coast, man. To the other coast.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Yeah, I'm trapping in the white.
Move big shit, packs tucked behind whatever it is you hit your kids with. And I don't do hard, I chose meth. Couple hits to have you feeling like a frog jumping in your chest. And that means it's real good. You can find me in the suburbs, but believe I'm all hood. 7-5 for the whole thing. Hit the Amtrak with the Anthrax, triple off the whole thing. And I like mine in all cash. Me and Nick can do the same thing, call each other go fast. And I don't ever do it academic. 2000 light crack in 82, called an epidemic. And I always keep a stout one. Well connected, I'm the plug in the south when the drought comes. That's right, I hop states. Came up off the same stuff, started under 28. Triple beam, ride around, stank high, playing with the infra beam. Made the right investment, like I got crystal methamphetamine. Sorry, I get nauseous, quit to move up on a never seen. I ain't really crazy, always strolling with a gutter team. I team, the boy who pivots with a gutter lean. Got a couple testers up on game on what the stutter means. Those who never did it will not know just what the brother means. I've seen it, hand to hand cleaned it. Holla at the one if you the one providing penis. Cause I got a spot for you, but you gotta earn it. Out the hood, fridge full, and the shit is fully furnished. Ask about me, I ain't reaching to this type shit. Always kept in touch, especially about my white bitch. She sits nice with his, never procrastinate. Lead a conversation on the prices of his. To the same, who get complaints cause what you got don't leave them stuck with a drain. I got that heavy like an Eddie when you minus the cane. Hit up my Pisa, but he says for me the charge is the same. A couple comments from the wife, he know my visions is rain. It's like I steady pitches often how I'm pitching these things. 4.5 to get you someone like I'm different in things. Consistent like a smoker when he got a big with a flame. It's what I do, raised up, mobbing through the avenues. Youngster with an old soul, doing what I had to do. Then became addicted, mesmerized on what the cash can do. Glass charge holder, let me show you just how fast it moves. Lock pullers, weight pushers, seen this little song for me. Ride or die, bitches, you can stash it in your pants for me. I don't know, but we get it over here. Try to stick.
Damn. Man. Damn, I cut my thing off running out the bathroom back in here. Yo, what's up, the Petey Green? That's what made me come in today, man. I wasn't even going to do the show today. I was watching Petey Green, man, and I was tripping off of that shit, man. It's real shit. Yeah. Like I said, man, holla at me. 347-945-5951. You're rocking with Nightcrawler 12 Radio, the real hip-hop show. Damn, I got to take a squat and shit on the industry again. Because, yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, first off, man, I got to say, yo, the shorty I was at a crib, you know what I'm saying? Up in the BX. And, yo, she told me, she put me on to Usher, man. Yo, Usher shit is hot. I ain't gonna lie. Can make a few females wet. It's so, later for death, I'm gonna touch on something in that. I even got something old school, you know what I'm saying? For a couple of the rider types out there. You know, it ain't gangster music, it's real music. Like I said, yeah, I got this Willie Lynch thing here. You know, The Making of a Slave. You know, I might go into it. Hells, it might be a 3-week series. There's a lot of discussion into it. You know, I just hope people don't get vexed when they realize that they live in the same way. We're going to go into the first portion of it, maybe. Let me go ahead and set it off and mess with your head. Gentlemen, I greet you here on the bank of the James River in the year of our Lord, 1712. First, I shall thank you, the gentleman at the Carnolian, Virginia, for bringing me here. I'm here to help you solve some of your problems with slave. Your invitation reached me on my modest plantation in the West Indies, where I've experimented with some of the newest and still the oldest methods for controlling of slaves. Ancient Romans would envy us if my program is implemented. As our boat sails south on the James River, named for our illustrious Homo King, whose version of the Bible we cherish, I saw enough to know that your problem is not unique. While Rome used cords of wood as crosses for standing human bodies along its highways in great numbers, you are here using the tree and the rope on occasion. I caught the whiff of a dead slave hanging from a tree a couple miles back. You're not only losing valuable stock by hangings, you're having uprisings. Slaves are running away. Your crops are sometimes left in the fields too long for the maximum profit. You suffer occasional fires. Your animals are killed. Gentlemen, you know what your problems are. I do not need to elaborate. I am not here to enumerate your problems. I'm here to introduce you to a method of solving them. In my bag here, I have a foolproof method for controlling your black slave. I guarantee every one of you that if installed correctly, it will control the slave for at least 300 years. My method is simple. Any member of your family or your overseer can use it. I have outlined a number of differences among the slaves, and I take these differences and make them bigger. I use fear, distrust, and envy for control purposes. Remember, fear, distrust, and envy. Then also go back and do the number math with the 300 years. Do that from the calculation of the year he stand, 1712. And you understand why if we vote and we put Obama in there, and it's bullshit that we live in. We can get back some pride. We can stop sitting here degrading ourselves, putting ourselves down. These methods have worked on my mother's plantation in the West and have worked throughout the South. Take the simple little list of differences and think about them. On top of my list is age, but it's there only because it starts with an A. The second is color. Or shade. There is intelligence, size, sex, size of plantation, status on plantation, attitude of cover owners, attitude of owners, whether the slaves live in the valley, on the hill, east, west, north, south, have fine ear, coarse ear, or was tall or short. Now that you have a list of differences, I shall give you an outline of action. But before that, I shall assure you that distrust is stronger than trust, and envy stronger than adulation, respect or admiration. The black slaves, after receiving this introductory, shall carry on and will become self-refueling and self-generating for hundreds of years, maybe thousands. Don't forget, you must pitch the old black male versus the young black male, and the young black male against the old black male. You must use the dark-skinned slave versus the light-skinned slave, and the light-skinned slave versus the dark-skinned slave. You must use the female versus the male, and the male versus the female. You must also have you white servants and overseers distrust all blacks. But it's necessary that your slave trust and depend on us. They must love, respect, and trust only us. Gentlemen, these kits are your keys to control. Use them. Have your wives and children use them. Never miss an opportunity. If used intensively for 1 year, the slaves themselves will remain prematurely distrustful. Thank you, gentlemen. Now, that's the first stage, all right? We're going to go into something else, man. I'm like, yo, crazy bugging. Yo, it's kind of, you know, something for you to think about. But you know what, though, man? I'm going to go into something else from the IE because it just don't stop how they just keep us going underneath this barrel that they keep pushing us. So, young pop, man, give me something to vibe to while I twist something and get my mind out of just destroying this motherfucker. Because I'm about to bring the roof there. You rocking with Nightcrawler, 12 Radio, the real hip-hop, 12 rounds of music in the house, Impound in the house. You heard me? Holler at me, man. 347-945-5951. I give a damn what your color is. Because the only color I know is green. You riding with me? Show me what the F you got in your pocket.
Don't stop, impound. I'm toying. Stop, impound. Don't stop, impound. Young pop, impound. My little nigga, impound. Burgundy, nigga. Impound. Yeah, like me. Let's go. Don't ever sneak on your P.O.P. I crack your face with a bat. I'm the picture, you, I'm throwing a mat. And please, my niggas do carry the strap. They not legal in streets, so we don't use them till the general speak. And when we speak, then we shut them down. Break them down. The shots from the AK have you dug in the ground. All blocks in the P.A.G. Can't control the block. We on bikes, nigga, fuck the cops. If a nigga trimmed and popped his shot, impound his body. In his back, CD slumped from the shotty. And he don't wanna play tag with the shotty. Cause every time that I pump, it's guaranteed that I'm catching a body. Niggas could have been calm and cool, so they ran in the priestly preaching like my pastor do. And we ain't even wanna blast the dude. We got him up in the church in the casket with a flag on dude.
Impound.
In a laundry mat, we put niggas to sleep. The 12 gauge and make your enemies weak. Hit the windshield, watch them fall in the back seat. He hit the R block without making his lights blink. A nigga gets swindled with bullets. It don't matter with bullets. The 12 gauge got love for your mullet. Or if you wearing do rags too bad, I'm still catching your ass. It's so easy to just aim and bullets. Let the buckshots burning through them. Yeah, the steel is hot. And we don't care if it's steel or not. And we don't care if you is or not. If you ready to ride, R block, wildlife, G game, track coaches, P and G, R block, bang, bang.
It don't stop, impound.
Just pop, it don't stop.
Get up.
Yeah. We up in here, man. That was Young Pop, you know what I'm saying? Straight out the L Town family. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go into my part two segment of this Willie Lynch, but I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to read Let's Make a Slave. And then next, you know, as I go into show, I'm going to be touching up on this a lot. The reason why I'm reading this is because a lot of you niggas ain't goddamn dedicated no more. Y'all only dedicated to the green. I'm saying it real, man. Because everybody is, like, related to Willie Lynch. That's a crying shame. But, you know, I'm not even going to go into it. I'm going to do this, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not going to give y'all too much. I want y'all to go on the website. All right? Like I said, hit me up at 347-945-5951. All right? You rock your head with Nightcrawler, you know what I'm saying? 12 Radio. You hear me? 12 Radio. If you don't hear me, man, write the shit down. That means you're probably dead. If I could have, if I have to break it, I would do sign language. But y'all just don't understand it. Yo, like I said, man, accomplishments, man. Show me some of the stuff that you've done accomplish in life, man, because I've done accomplish a lot of things. But really, the most thing I remember that I accomplished, aside from my kids, you know what I'm saying, is the apartment I got. I went from a little four-corner room. Yeah, also my mind playing tricks, man. It was hot. It was gritty. You know what I'm saying? Lots of Top Ramens. And I still got Top Ramen noodles to cook. Believe me, man. You got to eat. You got to eat. You got to survive, man. It's just you got to be able to go to the next stage. And get in my crib, that was just like the icing. Because now it's even more. I told him today, yo, look, man. I don't want to work for nobody come summer, man, of 2009. That's my goal. I'm trying to push even further, man. It's a lot of things, man, I'm trying to do. Because I'm tired of making other people rich. I'm tired of watching other people eat. You know what I'm saying? I ain't into that caviar and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into the eating the raw fish and all that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you like this, man. It is so wild right now, man. We up here at the 12 radio station bugging out. You know what I mean? We just having fun. That's what we do. I said like this, man. I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to enjoy every day like it was a cigarette. If you know what I mean. Yeah, if you only knew. Yeah, listen here, though, man. We're going to finish up into this, man. Yeah, I'm knocking you with a lot of things, man. But this right here, man, I want everybody out there to just listen to this. Because, yo, after this, I'm going to hit you with two more joints from the IE before I go into the other joints I got. I mean, I hit you with some Ice Cube. Y'all didn't really understand it probably because you didn't know where I was at. Then I told y'all to give me 5 on it, you know what I'm saying? But y'all still didn't understand. So I said, you know what, man? I'm going to keep it moving on a conscious level. Let's go into something from my queen, Africa. You know what I'm saying? Bonfire. Panama, I don't want to touch them with the kids, man. To the Catholic Church, we're going to burn it down. One time for your mind. All right? So, yo, stop being a shadow and start being a light. It don't hurt to fight. Let's keep it moving. Tell him again, Queen Africa. Daddy, don't touch me there. Yeah, man.
Daddy, don't touch me there. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. Ooh, Daddy, don't touch me there. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. Daddy, don't touch me there. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. Ooh, Daddy, don't touch me there. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. Every day I wonder why my daddy had to be the one to take away my innocence. Oh, sometimes I wanna die. Feels like no one cares for me, and it's evident that something must be wrong with me. I'm not as happy as I seem to be. The long showers I take, those wash away the memory. Why do I have to face these
like to see. Go to struggles in life, all my way, but I have my kind of stuff to me. That's just not fair. Stopping from destroying my future. Believe me, it's behaving like a creature. Daddy, don't touch me there. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. Ooh, daddy, don't touch me there. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. To all your mothers out there, give a listening ear. Pay attention, even if the man a pastor, you have to make sure before you trust him with your daughter. Plus him will even try to take your son as brother. Watch it, make me duck him with some dirty water. You can't hide no more, no, you have to meet your karma. If you know say it's a one and turn a blind eye, then your judgment a go pile up out a mile high. Get suicidal if you think it's a go save you, because me sure say you're not gonna get me to the savior. Me just can't find a name for your behavior. It's a lucky thing me got to know the neighbor. Daddy, don't touch this. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father. Ooh, daddy, don't touch me there. I'm gonna tell on you one day, I swear. Can't you see I'm scared? You're supposed to be my father.
Okay. Put some water in my drink, man. Y'all got me up in here like agua. Yo, you rocking the 12 Radio. Presents the Real Hip Hop Show. Nightcrawler in the building. 12 rounds of music in the building. The Avs in the building. Always victorious. Need I say more? Impound in the building. You know what I'm saying? Mike Flex in the building. Tri-Sick. Young Pop. Hot single too. Real talk. You got a lot of show dates coming up, man. I had those in the coming weeks, you know what I'm saying? My website and how to go check out their joint. Believe me, man. Log in and look on, man. That song Traffic, and believe me, it's got the hottest remix with 40 Glock on it from Infamous G Order. Believe me, them cats is putting their work, man. Yes. The IE, man, we're running the industry majorly, man. Y'all better start getting a clue. Y'all heard it right here. I'm telling y'all, 100% seal of approval on it. You can't go wrong when you come to the Inland Empire. The 951, the 909. Whichever area code you want to use, it don't matter. You're still going to be in the belly of the beast. We the worst out there with this music. We take it seriously, man. Believe me, I was out there when Juan G was doing bullshit CDs. Believe me, man, he was selling them CDs at the swap meet. Turn around now, look at him, man. This is like crazy, man. If you want to find Snoop, Snoop done moved to the IE, but he ain't giving us no props. We ain't giving him no love. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you like this. If you go to Riverside, you got to be prepared for what's coming, man. If you come to my area, man, Dreadnought, Mo Rap, home of the BHK, the whole ride of cities, you know, Edmond, Kermit, all that good stuff. You would understand what we're doing, man, because the music out there is a lot different, man. It's a lot stranger. It's a lot crazier. It's a lot wilder. But it's real, man, with cats like Young Pop, Pistol Pop, you know, say Tri-Sec, Nino B, Ambush, Gravestone, pushing away. It's no way you can stop the IE. It's like they done took everything and flipped it to a whole different level. You know what I'm saying? What's up to my people's Homeless Nation, Pitch Black, that whole crew over there making a movement. U-Haul, you know what I'm saying? What's up to Big Daddy, you know what I mean, that whole squad. Big up to Big Daddy Shop out in the Brooklyn scene, you know what I mean? That's where I go get my stuff at, you know what I'm saying? Peace to my Black and Mild store, 183rd, that's what I call it, the Black and Mild. A lot of other things you can get there too. You know, so if you're thirsty, got water, got beer, whatever you need, man. But like I said, man, I'm going to hit you with another IE joint. And then afterwards, I'm just going to mellow out a little bit, maybe. I don't know. The mood I'm feeling right now, I just feel like, yo, I'm going to just hit you with 2-1. Because this is what we do from the West, you know what I'm saying? We grind and we hustle. So, yo, Greystone and Bush, you know, they're going to give you a better explanation because we grind and hustle. Hey.
I've been through was I forget to. Got a nigga head like a Hindu out of my window. From out of murder land from a pen or number two pencil. Shit that'll get at your kinfolk. The verbal insult. That'll leave a grown ass pussy being premenstrual. My homie got a key from the corner, but I can clean that cut. With acetone denatured out can distill water. Mass may hit us a fruit in the basket bitter. Cause in the hood they believe in rappers like action figures. Ain't got the heart to really tell them that this shit is the low bottom. But when it comes down to beat them and rob them, it's no problem. Blaze is scorching. Back in the day when my niggas was horsemen. You get hit, bodies delivered in portions. No this, my bitch is an info from South Central. Body like gold car from an Egyptian temple. Come on.
Yeah, we're just rocking with Ambush and Gravestone. Yeah, I'm kind of like sold out right now. I'm in like a crazy debate of what I want to hit y'all with. You know what I mean? I got this joint here. I don't know if I want to throw it out there yet. I'm just like really like bugging out because I want to read some more to y'all. And I just want to sit back and talk chunk. So I'm going to just say like this. I mean, let's get back to the Young Buck thing, man. Grown man crying on a phone. So emotional. Made me want to cry. Made me want to get feminine. Want me to get some tissue. But then I looked at it from another perspective. You're sitting here getting money. It's funny how everybody that done left for 50 left quietly. But it's like 50 know who to pick on. He picked on Game. Picked on Young Buck. And I agree with Young Buck said. You know, you don't say certain things in the media. You know what I mean? Yo, I got a caller here. I'm about to take this call. Hold on. Yo, what it do? You rocking with Nightcrawler. How's it out there? What's your name? Yo, Carla, can you hear me? Yo, what's up? You're rocking with Nightcrawler. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Yeah, I can't call it that. You tell me, man. What's going on? Where you from?
I'm from Cali, man.
What part of Cali you from?
I'm part of L.A., South Central.
Oh, that's right, that's right. I've been out there a couple of times, you know what I'm saying? Yo, you ever been over by Crenshaw and Fairfax, the Ethiopian district?
Nah.
Yo, go out there, man. The women over there is crazy, man. What's your name, though?
They call me L.
Alright, alright. So, yo, how you liking the music so far, man?
Good, man. It's pretty good.
Alright. Yo, make sure you check out for Empire, man. Trusty and Brothers is doing some things, man, out there on the West Coast. A lot of people is overlooking it, man.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I got my own little group out here. We are making noise, trying to get that record deal, bring that real hip hop back.
Alright, what's your group's name?
They call it Pro City.
Alright, you got a website?
Yeah, you can hit up the MySpace, myspace.com/ProCity2006. I got a show that I'm hosting later, and I'm going to have him on there. We're going to be playing our music, be interviewing him and all that, so you can really get a feel for him.
All right, for sure, for sure. So let the people out there know who you're rocking with, man, and let them know that website again.
MySpace.com/ProCity2006. Check out BlogTalkRadio.com/KidL interviewing tonight at 8. Get a feel for the music, understand it, movement. I'll add it.
All right. So, look, man, I'm about to jump into something from the IE, one of my papers out there. You know, see, I'm going to throw on something, you know, straight up. Matter of fact, you know what? I feel like taking it to a whole different level. I feel like two-step. And this is from Empire off the album Hood Hope, one of the hottest albums, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, we're rocking it hard, all right? You hold your head out there in the city of L.A., all right?
For sure.
All right. All right.
Fresh out on scene, white and night. Puzzle worth about 50 white teeth in a right hand. Bottle full of criticism, drum we gon' light. Light one on with a bitch and we gon' fuck right. We get a poppin' in the club when we do that. Side to side, hands up, bang on while we do that. Drop a red low, bring it back, then we do that. Parkin' light, trip, get hit, then you do that. Cali get crunk, then I'm crunk round here. Can't hype in the club, we'll walk around here. Take it to the top and show the lean right shit. Right shit. So leave her right there. Been chill like OGs, I'm OD. Yeah. Mommy said she know me run the way like she know me. Know I'm cruising through the lane, vodka's in my brain. If you riding shoddy, then nobody rocking to my chain.
Yeah. We in the club doing the same old two-step. We in the club doing the same old two-step. We in the club doing the same old two-step. We in the
same old two-step.
We in the club doing the same old two-step. We in the club doing the same old two-step. We in the club doing the same old two-step. We in the
same old two-step. Drunk off the Remy, she sipping on the Henny. Man, play another song. Got your gear hits moving by the way she grip a thorn. She says she wanna ride like a 6-tray Impala. Niggas over here don't gotta spend a dollar. These niggas know if we got a problem. We get a poppin' in the club when we do that. Side to side, hands up, bang on while we do that. Drop a red low, bring it back, then we do that.
Over here, the roof on fire, and all my niggas two-step. Kelly get a crackin' even after the club. Two-step into the car, she won't beat
sheet thing, baby, it's a sheet thing. Flow, whole rhyme, low fucking in a blue rain.
Groupie love.
Yeah, show me where the cash at. Al Benson like 6'4", watch the dash crack. We get a popping in the club when we do steps. Side to side, hands up, bang on while we do steps. Drop a real low, bring it back, then we do steps. Park a lot, trip, get hit.
Talking without the mic, not being on, is kind of crazy. Yo, to my caller out there, South Central, man, we riding dirty, man. Yo, a lot of liquor, a lot of dank. It's money in the bank. Yo, and I told y'all, man, y'all sleeping on the West Coast, man. I'm getting tired of people sleeping on my city, man. You know what I'm saying? I.E. to L.A., man. We run this business, man. Y'all got to get to it. If you don't believe me, man, you just heard my caller from South Central. You know what I mean? Pro City. Y'all got to get a clue, man. There's a lot of talent out there, man. But next week, I'm just going to do my whole show on independent artists that's making a noise on the West Coast. Next show is going to be strictly the West Coast. Yeah. If you hear anything from the East Coast, it's 12 round. That's it. I'm not going to shed no more light, man. Because a lot of these East Coast artists nowadays ain't even worth the fruit stamp, man. I had two joints I was going to play today, but I know nobody had, you know what I'm saying, with Jay-Z on it. And I'm talking about when Jay-Z was really spitting, when he was an MC, you know what I'm saying, before he came with this Sean Carter. And I don't write rhymes. Like, listen to me, man. Yo. Telling you, when Jay wakes up, man, and comes back to the real world, man, and starts spitting the fire words that we got used to, man. Yo, that was before Nas made him retire. I said it. I put money on it. He done made Jay just sit back like, yo, reality. Now we got dealing with Lil Wayne. I was reading something on All Hip Hop, and he was talking about the kissing, you know what I'm saying? And my man TQ, who's from L.A., that he been knowing, straight up L.A. dude, out there trying to get his money on. And all of a sudden, he's sitting in a room. If I'm lying, I'm flying. It's right there. If you go on, you know what I'm saying, allhiphop.com, you know what I'm saying, you'll see it. And they'll tell you. You know, it's like, all right, they're sitting there. He's like, Wayne walks in. Or his baby. One of the, but anyhow, though, dudes got to kissing right there. And he was like, he felt the way. And he said, dudes in there was like looking at him. And they were like, oh, that's that jailhouse thing. I know a lot of brothers that's been in and out of jail. And none of them kiss each other. Much less they kiss their son on the lip. That's disgusting, nasty. You get killed for that. It's real talk. And J.A., we chase you through the bushes. About to run for bed. Bonfire. All right. My stomach just turned, man. And you know, the other thing is, too, that's a trip about my place, man. When I leave from my house, you know what I'm saying, I feel safe until it's nighttime. I feel safe in the daytime. I don't feel safe at night when I'm walking home. Because I got to pass by the belly of the beast. I'm talking about Babylon, the cops, the pigs, the fox, the black beaters. You know what I'm saying? The overseers. If you say officer, it says overseer. You know what I'm saying? I could drop a million jewels on you, man. It's a lot of crazy thing. I mean, I still ain't forgot what they did to my homegirl, Taisha Miller, the Riverside PD, 187 on them, you know. That's real tough. We went to war with them. And then afterwards, they couldn't beat us, so they decided to turn us against the Mexicans. Go figure. You know, I mean, real tough. And that's something that we got to look at. Because to me, you know what I'm saying, Kid Frost did a lot for a lot of Mexicans, a lot of people in the West Coast don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? There wouldn't have been no lighter shade of brown, and they was garbage, if you ask me. It really wasn't all that hot. You know what I'm saying? Mellow Man, he was only hot with one or two songs. You know what I'm saying? That's when they had the little go-kart skating around. You know, that's before it became the end thing. It's just like Hammer. When Hammer was doing the glitter gold thing, we booed him. Now we embrace it because it's P. Diddy. I can't understand it. You know? I remember when Third Base gave Hammer the gas face. And Run DMC told him, shut the fuck up. They wasn't feeling it. Now P. Diddy slides across like he got fire in his pants and glitter on and we love it. We all yelling bad boy. Oh, yeah, and I got a joint, too. I was going to play with Alan Hall and Christopher Wallace. You know, when Biggie was raw before Puffy came in and raped this whole music talent. And I mean raped it. Because the first album was hot. Second album, it was okay. It wasn't really all that. Real talk. Honestly. And I'm going to play real soon for y'all the two tracks. The one with Pac and Bone Thugs. And the one with Biggie and Bone Thugs. And you be the judge, because I'm going to tell you like this. Biggie bowed out. Pac made Bone Thugs bow down in his style. You be the judge. The joint I heard with Alan Hall and Christopher Wallace, because he wasn't using Biggie. Christopher Wallace sound just like Pac. Pac might have wrote the little verse for him. But yeah, we gonna rock on, cause everybody know, man, East to West, man, Pac is a legend, man. Real talk. And if Pac was, you know, saying here, not where he at, a lot of y'all dudes over there on the West Coast would stop stealing from him. Slim Shady, oh yeah, I got a joint with Bizarre and Slim Shady on it before he became that Eminem. Yo, the man said some funny thing about Mace's lip in the verse. Said I had you with a big lip like Mace. Some crazy choice. Tell you, I got exclusive, man. Exclusive. I can even tell you how long DJ Quick, when they used to call him Quickstand, was on the Compton compilation album with a solo shotgun in his mouth. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was on his knees, execution style, with the Compton jacket on that he'd been rocking. You know what I'm saying? MC8, them on one side around him. It's a Compton compilation album. Believe me, do the research, man. But yo, let's rock on with something else, man. Yo, let me go into my conscience, because my conscience is talking to me.
Shit, my mind playing tricks. I don't give a fuck, no, I don't give a fuck, no. Sex, money, murder, we call it the hit 'em up fluff. Barely 15, caught my first triple beam. Tryna get with back, had it happy to do my thing. I'm just a kid with envisions and visions of getting green. Ronald Reagan told me, yo, Joey, just do your thing. Now I'm looking back, man, I ain't had no conscience. Slapping niggas silly till them niggas fell unconscious. Speaking of my conscience, now if he fucking with me. So-called activists try to diss me publicly. And they don't even know where my heart at. And I don't even know where to start at. But this your conscience speaking. No time for crying and weeping. You trying to climb, you reaching. Up to your prime, you eating. You ripped the rhyme last weekend. You cleared a mill, no cheating. Who gives a fuck what they speaking? Just keep moving, leading. You from them places, them heathens. Pot sweet to see them for no reason. Young hustlers in the street bleeding. Moms grieving. Show you came up from all that. Fuck that. You taught us how to survive. Crack.
Mama is playing tricks on me. Am I dreaming or they trying to put the fix on me? Reminiscing when I used to have them bricks on me. Mama is playing tricks on me.
Would the critics come at you if you was Arnold Schwarzenegger? Killing cops in movies, promoting graphic anger. You should run for governor, Republicans be loving you.
Yeah, wave the Confederate flag like some Southerners. Nah, I'd rather be on the block like a hustler. Guns with the mufflers, these put the cuffs on us. He's an MC and these streets put they trust in us.
Yeah, Joey crack, but they also put they lust in us. They fuck with us, ain't nobody helping us. One minute they cheering us, next minute they cussing us. Fuck em, fuck em, fuck em, fuck em, fuck em. That nigga bitch, ho shit, I don't even trust em. My conscience says no, I wanna hit em with a nine. These are some thoughts reoccurring on my mind now.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Am I dreaming or they trying to put the fix on me? Reminiscing when I used to have them bricks on me. Mama,
yeah,
playing tricks on me.
Is this
My conscience speaking sounds like my mentor. Yep, you guessed it. How else could I enter? It's been a couple of years since we rocked a joint venture. You ain't been calling me lately. You don't remember? Shit, who you think I got my whole style from? Them live shows before the 20,000. Seed arenas before cocaina. You and Scott La Rock back to back in them Beamers. I was just a youngin' on the corner, I'm a slinger. You was on your album cover, finger on a Nina. Flip the 360, now you the teacher. Self-destruction, damn, you the leader.
Yo, let's take it back to Don Cartagena. You and Big Pun had the whole Bronx demeanor. 560 gear, that Boricua pride. Did burners with the tax crew on the twos and fives. You was with Relativity, I was with Job. All that bullshit you been through, how you survive?
Chris, that's why I'm the greatest of all time.
Yo, I'm the best, you must be out your fucking mind.
Mama is playing tricks on me.
All right, man. Let's go on to something else, man. Yo, you know I got this one joint. Yeah, I ain't even really hear it, but I said yeah, I'ma play it, cause I wanna know if it's the two legends out the West Coast connect. You know what I mean? Yo, big up to my man, Sundown. Like I said, man, you're rocking with 12 Radio. I'm Nightcrawler. This is the real hip hop show. Big up to the whole 12 Round family, M Pam family, Mike Flex, High Level. Yo, catch a clue, man. We're running it crazy, man. We got it popping out here to the east, to the west. And I ain't saying the west just to be saying the west. I got family out there. You know what I'm saying? I got partners out there, man. Crenshaw and Fairfax, man. Ethiopian District. Rick Shots, you know what I'm saying? Selassie Ice, first cousins, you know what I'm saying? Trust me, you go there, no utensils, man. You got to eat with your hand. It's time to go back to your roots, man. Real talk. 347-945-5951. That's 347-945-5951. Hit me up, catch a clue. If not, then catch my snort in your mouth. You heard me? I'm back on my grizzly, man. Like I said, yo, I got to survive.
Cutting colors by the color style art. Got me twisted mouth, cop killing murder. The breath is getting further. Got my pistol for you, pistol. This will keep they mind. Know it's about some good, that's a crook. And they got their nine showing. Shorty, this is James, what are my dreams playing? No, this is not a flex like ever coming. That's around the 96. All I got is my big one, my track crew. And my mother makes these ponies wonder. How is he so undercover? Never been to love but America. I broke my heart, I was told to tear about this. They probably kept me apart. We eat some strap, black tracks, 3 mil with the cheese. Why the death that scrap with the fit to me? But I'm finna squeeze that G's to level the track. A young man, Matt, it's the first bit of rap. It's just that feeling, that feeling that I have for children. All edge and level, but these crazy devils trying to kill us.
I gotta survive, I try to stay alive. I'm going to smoke I gotta survive, I try to stay alive.
'93, y'all return in the street. Did too much in the county and the eye to the beat. Now the cops keep watch, cause they know that I rap. Tell the world that I'm a gangster, cause I ride with a strap. But I ain't your gangster, just a young nigga caught up in the struggle for a hustler. Going for the jugular. I'm gonna take a beat down, peak. Now my beat too like the buses on high. So the facts of my life, I'm too late. Would love to catch a player, just to take me down and book me. You be a shark, if it's what you try to cook me. Silence the signal for the shit.
Now, come to tell me who the hell that was. You heard me? Tell me who that was. Yo, what's up to the dirt pit, man? Yo, Brown Sugar. Check them out. They on Blog Talk Radio. You heard me? Yo, it's major, man. Big up to Blog Talk Radio, man. It's giving mother a reason to express themselves, man. It's the motto. To the music. Yo, we don't even need to go through these corporate radio stations, man. We just come down here to Blog Talk. We do it from the underground, real body, hardcore. And then we just go. I felt like I was in the bathroom on that last one. Yo, who's that? COVID doing like my man Fergal Frey. Yo, I just can't really think right now. I'm just like, yo, I'm like bugging out. Cause I just, yo, it's just been like really crazy, man. It's just crazy. Yeah, y'all gotta forgive me and all that. It's hard for me to really do what I want to do right now. I'm like, every day I'm getting nice, man. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Yeah, that's a classic joke right there, man. Yo, my man said, yo, even if you're working at McDonald's, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Because you know you got to flip them burgers, man. Now they got the killer tomatoes, man. But, yo, since I got my crib, I think the only time I ate out was, like, Friday. I just really, like, indulged and bought some food to eat. And then afterwards, you know what I'm saying, I bought me some plantains. You know, fry me some plantains and some eggs. But I brought these hot dogs, man, with the cheese in the middle. It's bomb with some ketchup and the little packet of the mustard that you get from the Chinese restaurant. It's kind of hot. Man, y'all got to eat, man. Yo, if I'm lucky, I have some food stamps. Got to get your food stamps on. Yeah, I'm like everybody else, man. I don't care about this industry life that everybody run around and live. I'm with the lower people, man, the hungry artists, the ones that be standing in front of the doors trying to sign, get an artist to listen to their CDs and so forth. F them, man. Just get in hold of me, man. Holler at me, man. If your joint is hot, I'll rock it. If it ain't hot, I'm going to talk about it and then give some light to it because I keep it real. A lot of dudes I be hearing doing this gun talking and all that. And if I take them, I always say like this, man, if I take some of these cats from New York and put them in the West Coast, they wouldn't survive, man. Because they keep thinking that Game is a gangster. Hell, they think Mac 10 is a gangster. I mean, they might have had gangster roots in them coming up in the hood. Hey, Game, what'd I say, man? Go to the store and get me a 40. What you got on my 40? My lunch money.
Then when he signed a Jizzle, it was like, yo, dude, I got a stain in my drawers. You want to wash it? Yeah, I have to talk about these people because I don't care, bro. I like Game. I like Game. I like PlayStation games. I like board games. I like shoot the marble games. We was talking about the dude that we seen on the Dayton show that looked like a little prep school kid. As soon as he got with Jingle, the man got tattooed. That's what gets me. Being a gangster don't mean tattoos on your arm. And then you go and get L.A. to cover up a butterfly. You a gangster, B. Hate to tell you, man. And then I heard the craziest thing, man. Yeah, I was watching this bootleg DVD because I buy bootlegs, okay? I support the Africans, you know, the bootlegs system. Man, I buy artists on bootleg CD too. And then I dub it to my cassettes. I still walk around with a Walkman, the kind of, you know, I got a Walkman right now that I can actually listen to the same shows on the TV. I keep it cozy. But anyhow, though, you know, what did I say? Oh, yeah, I was talking about Game. I was tripping off of that. You know, Game's whole career is just like a hype. And then I'm thinking about this other artist, won't mention his name because he ain't got no record out, so he don't deserve no fame. Anyhow, he's sitting on his bootleg tape talking about it's not the matter of the colors you wear, you know what I'm saying? As long as your Cassidy rag is that of your hood, then cool. Yo, I got another caller. Let me go ahead and hit them up real quick. Yeah. What it do, like, oh, man, see the callers, they come in and they jump off, man. Well, I think of somebody here in my studio messing with me, man. But they should be giving me some cookies and cream, man. But I'm going to keep it truthy, man. Yo, like I said, man, dude said it's not the color that you wear, but the Cassidy rag that you have that symbolizes where you're from. Yo, I came up in 85 where if you went to the corner store wearing red and you was in a blue neighborhood, you getting stomped out, homie. And if you had the wrong rag in your pocket, you was getting stomped out. So that artist right there, just I could understand, you know, when you do a little bit too much shame and you think you banging, you ain't banging. So, yo, I'm going to dedicate this to all you knuckleheads out there, man. I want y'all to tell me. Just tell me.
Hey, what's up, man? brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way.
And take it back. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
With me when I was trying to do my thing. That's the legendary Marvin Gaye. Let's go, let's go. Yeah, I'm gonna spit the quick 16. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, 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 yeah. I be picking burgers when I be eating dinner. Call me a sinner. I'm just a winner, running in the race with this no loss. Everybody wanna be a boss, but scared to get tossed in the center pit. Oh shit, might call on some next level things. I'm riding hard body with a sold out shoddy. It's the life from the west, homie. Fall from the vest and the gun, homie. I'm at home like I'm at the coach, homie. Come and take the crunch of the big black bar. Destined to be a ghetto star. I write rhymes and rhymes and rhymes. A million times I can blow your mind. We all follow the same footsteps. We cry, we weep, we weep, we cry when we ride. Somebody bound to die. It's the life from the west. This is what you was fed. Too busy trying to get a hood rat to get your head. It's just hard like catching lead. People are whole steams my whole game. I've been with fiends since 85. I've been running the same street. This is just acapella. I can give a goddamn and get the spiller. I can give a goddamn if you feel nothing, homie. Understand my faith is law. My faith is strong. Till the day I desire. It's BHK. I ride for the 909. I'm bound for the 951. Understand that from the IE, I'm a general, the king of dawn. If you really want war, we can get it on. I bring my whole league, I bring them all to you. Blood, sweat, and tears show no fear. Yo, I'm just having fun, yeah. I'm bugging out, man. What's cracking? Get at me, man. 347-945-5951. 13 minutes remaining, and I'm off the chain, man. I'm off the chain like a runaway slave. Don't know how to behave. This devil got me ready to take him back to the cave. Like Yaku, and cut off his head. I'm surfacing, quick falls, I close in the cliffs. Like the moon when it's covered is half dark, half light. Prepare to fight, come and see my insights. I write rhymes, I shine, I glisten. Come catch a clue if you ain't got none. I'm running deep in the city, home with the riders. Peace to my squad city, peace to my niggas. With a D-like, C-like, dress like it, high like me, ride like me. Homie, I'm doing this for all my peeps, nigga. Glad to see that you into to the show that's illmatic. It gets dramatic, automatics and sold off. I don't speak about guns, I speak about dropping knowledge and getting hunts. Respect to the empire, respect to the ambush, Greystone. What's to be like, see like, ride with my clip, my crew. I could spit 16 and do damage to you. I'm affiliated cause they hate it. So I tell you like this, bitch, I'm gang related. My music is worldwide, it's distributed like crack cocaine. To my people that read it, let's get it, nigga. This is a bad habit, I got a habit of spitting rhymes and shining. Big up to my squad, my crew, nigga. 12 rounds to high level. Black hole is the enterprise. Close your eyes and catch a clue. Who's the motherfucker that's coming at you? Yo, let's just have more fun, man. It's 11 minutes to go. And yo, this is dedicated to all you women out there that like this joint. Yo, I'm moving mountains like Russian. Damn, his wife is ugly than a bitch. He got an ugly woman. I can't believe you fucked over Chili for that. Damn, dog, you had Chili and you let Chili go. Now you got you a mud foot. But let's move on.
Like whatever I say. Travel through. Give me can't be found. I lost my way, she said she'd stay. And lately I've been sleeping with a girl. My stock is down and out. I used to be with my weight and go. That was before the Great Depression kicked in and rocked us. And that was before the hurricane came in and stopped us. I told you to leave, but you lied to me when you said that. Maybe no worries, I promise to get us back. I'm so sorry, just wouldn't do it.
And you have been the flame.
right, man. Enough of moving damn mountains, man. Yeah, listen, man. I'm going to rock it out like this, man. I got 7 minutes to go, man. Yo, 12 rounds is in the building, man. Like I said, man, Empire, man, Hood Hope. Cop the album, man. Big up to my new found friends, peoples, West Coast, man. Straight out of South Central. If I mess up, kill me, man. All right, we smoke a spliff on it, though. But, yeah, big up to Pro City. Y'all got the information earlier. If not, next week I'm going to big them up even worse because I'm going to the site. All right? I'm going to their site personally and link them to my page, my MySpace. We're going to start a movement. All right? Because, yo, it's a West Coast thing, man. Yo, tell you like this, man. Check them out. I'm going to come to y'all with more information because that's what I do here at the Real Hip Hop Show. I investigate artists, man. I give the official word behind that shit. Underground to upper ground. I'm going to tell you like this, man. If you sell out, man, you can get the hell out. That's real talk. We ain't here for bullshit, man. I'm telling all you young artists, don't go into this business trying to beef with nobody, man. Go into this to get your money, man. Take care of your family. We all mans up in here, man. Y'all don't want... Matter of fact, I'm not even going to play no other songs, man. I'm just going to talk out for 6 minutes because if I play this Ambush joint, I'm going to feel disrespected because it's only 6 minutes. And the song I want to play by Ambush is so deep, man. I'm going to play that one next week. It's going to start my show off, my West Coast show. Like I said, man, I'm doing a West Coast joint. Only nigga from New York. You hear me? Only brother from New York is going to show you the real side of the West Coast. And I'm not playing your joints for nobody that's big and known on the West Coast. I'm going first hard body with my peoples on the West Coast. If I play the thing East Coast, it'll be something from the AF. Period. If I play something from the West, it's something I grew up listening to like a mod. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it crisp. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not, I don't really feel, I don't, yo, Snoop's album is a disappointment to me, man. And I'm being honest. And anybody that brought it, man, I hope you take it back. Because I took mine back to the bootleg, man, and told him he owed me a buck. He only needs, I'm only going to give him $1.50 for the album. And I'm being honest, man. Because I wasn't feeling it. Snoop singing. I didn't even know if he was singing or rapping, man. It sounded like somebody in the background said, sure, then he just got, I'm like, yo, dude, I thought you wanted a peace treaty, you know? And, you know, the biggest news was Suge getting knocked out. Now the biggest news is Young Buck crying on the tape. What's next, you know what I'm saying? Is there going to be a videotape showing 50 taking it in the buttocks from Yale? Big up to G-Unit, man. They're getting their money, man. That's the only thing I see that's positive, man, that them brothers is eating. They're getting dope. They getting good money. You know what I'm saying? I just think that 50 could have handled the situation a little bit better with Buck. Buck could have handled it a little bit better with him. We as brothers got to get together, man, and stop acting like niggas. That's ignorant. I ain't talking in the, yo, what up? That's my nigga type. I'm talking about nigga. Because that's what you acting like. Nigga. You know what I'm saying? 50, you're making a lot of money, man. Do some good with it. Real good with it. Not no bullshit. Get these crackers out of your ass like a white woman with thongs trying to act black. You don't work like that no more, man. We got to keep it official, man. Ain't no racist shit going on. It's real shit. Real talk, man. You know what I mean? Look, if cats can't beef right, man, then don't beef at all, man. If you can't keep it lyrically, then you got to go to the guns and, oh, I got to give my boys in it. You a bitch and a pussy, and I said it. You got a problem with it? Holler at Nightcrawler. You heard me? The album soon come to. I'm thinking about it. I'm feeling about it. I might just do it. Because I said, fuck the world. And I meant it like my nigga Pac, man. Yo, big up to the Outlaw Sebo. You know what I'm saying? Matt Drew. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving shouts out to the gay area, man. 30 Sons of Belly. Yeah, we know who stole the style. Yeah. The wannabe pimp dude from Long Beach. Snoop. Who got to pay niggas just to stay alive? Come on, dude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's keep it official, man. Niggas is whack nowadays, man. The music is a whack. Yo, you rocking here with Nightcrawler. 2 minutes to go. The Real Hip Hop Show. Brought to you by 12 Radio. Brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. 2 minutes to go, we're wrapping this shit up, man. And I'm going back to my club, man. Eat me some hot dogs, maybe some top ramen noodles. I don't know, man. I'm just going to chill out, man. Might go see if one of my homegirls got some food stamps that she don't mind sharing. We can go ahead, you know what I'm saying? Big up to my PR, Mia, you know what I'm saying? Definitely in the building. Black on Enterprise. Believe me, you heard it here. Black on Enterprise is coming, man. Y'all want to know who manages me? Black on Enterprise, 12 rounds. You heard me? Get at me, man. You want me to sit down and do some get down? You want to do some talking? Holler at me, man. If you want me to do guest appearances, man, I only charge $1,000 for local artists in the IE to New York. But if you're a paid motherfucker, it's $1,500, homie. Slap that extra $5 on it. I got to eat. My kids got to eat. That's my pimps. It's my kids. If you don't believe me, ask my son to my daughters. You heard me? And it's murder. Yo. Like I said, man, let's stop this bullshit and all this, you know what I'm saying? I really would love to see Young Buck, Game 50M, all of them really just sit down and do a big show. And I think it could be dead if you get the powers out of their heads, you know what I'm saying? We all know that Dre's still sucking dick, and we all know Jimmy Iovine is still licking Dre's ass. Or it's the vice versa. Because, you know, if it wasn't for Jimmy Iovine, then, you know what I'm saying, Death Row wouldn't have been where it went. You know what I'm saying? He fucked Death Row up. I mean... We as a people didn't stuck behind Shook. So what? Shook slapped a few niggas up in the studio, you know. But niggas want to be gangsters. How you want to be a gangster when you want to run with other gangsters and then you're crying in front of the cameras like a bitch? Get your money, man. Shook ain't done nothing wrong to niggas except for make sure niggas was eating. And I put my seal of approval behind Shook anytime, babe. Fuck what people want to say, because if it wasn't for Suge, Snoop wouldn't be living the way he is. If it wasn't for Suge, a lot of them dog pound niggas wouldn't be eating right now, wouldn't be able to meet the people that are meeting right now. And Warner G, yo, man, I know Dre stole a lot of your shit and said it was his shit because he's that type of nigga. You know what I mean? Yo, I'm going to keep it real. I like Dre. Dre got a lot of beats. But he ain't doing them. After the NWA, and Death Row, Dre went cold. Dre only do beats? Maybe. But let's keep it real. I heard the Detox. From what I'm reading the gossip papers, Detox is done. We out.